On University at Albany Week, do you trust artificial intelligence? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teresa Pardo, research associate professor, examines the avenues to helping people trust computer intelligence.
Artificial intelligence allows computerized systems to perform tasks which traditionally require human intelligence. AI holds the potential to spur growth across all sectors of our economies and improve our quality of life. When it comes to the public sector, the United States, like other nations, is at the very beginning of a long-term journey to develop and harness AI for the public good. The use of AI in the public sector can yield numerous benefits, but it also raises concerns about bias, privacy, and transparency. Addressing these concerns requires us to systematically consider the trustworthiness of AI to ensure that our AI systems reflect societal priorities and ethical principles. These numerous converging issues led the National Academy of Public Administration to identify making government AI ready as one of the key grand challenges facing the public sector today. This past summer, I had the honor of working with several National Academy fellows to develop a white paper on the key elements of AI and its public administration and policy drivers. In this paper, we put forward a set of recommendations for government administrators in 2021 and beyond. These include raising awareness of and resolving the ethical issues associated with AI, developing governance to protect against unintended bias, ensuring that the benefits of AI are available to all, and developing an AI-ready workforce. Together, these recommendations and the others call for a balance between the risks and the rewards of AI. They call for governments to invest in their roles as both stewards of and effective and appropriate users of AI.
That was Teresa Pardo of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.